Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. They're made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness. So embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Hey, you guys, it's Kid Fury here to remind you about our awesome sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can take advantage of a free extended 2-week trial and get access to tons of amazing new shows, including Hulu Originals and trailers, movies, lots of dope stuff. So go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and get your life while we start our show. All right.
Yay, here we are. Another show. Me and you.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I am the ghost of Brian Griffin.
And I am all the bitches who wish they could be me. And this is The Read. Hi, everybody. I don't feel very good this week.
So, yeah, Crystal's got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
The weather is trash.
The weather is ridiculous, and I did some overnight traveling last week in and out of airports. The Atlanta airport's huge, and God only knows what I picked up down there, and so I just don't feel that good. And I took a bunch of meds to try and make it to the studio tonight, and so I'm a little bit loopy right now, to be all the way honest with you.
All right, well, let's see how this goes.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go, Chief.
So, hot topics.
Yeah. Ow.
First of all, please be aware that we are going to do very little talking, if any talking at all, about these American Music Awards.
Oh my God, that shit was so boring. I don't even remember it.
I don't remember most of the show, except that they don't really know what R&B soul means. Katy Perry has pissed off Tumblr.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga was dressed normally.
I don't even remember.
Well, I remember that her performance with R. Kelly was extremely strange and awkward, and I think that R. Kelly wrote the entire script, but they were dressed quite normally, and it was like a Marilyn Monroe.
It was boring.
Yeah, it was just...
It was boring, and the categories were ridiculous, and the winners were more ridiculous, and it was just boring.
Yeah. But Rihanna won an Icon Award.
Oh, yeah. And then that happened.
And she had her hair wrapped, which set Black Twitter on fire. Listen, I'm not really sure why this happened.
I mean, if you know anything about Rihanna, you know she stays high and does whatever the fuck she wants, so.
But then it's just like, sometimes Rihanna does things that it's just like, you are high as fuck, yeah, and you don't care. And all you can do is applaud it. Well, all I can do is applaud it. Because it's like, what are you going to say about this bitch? Yeah, she got her doobie rap or whatever, but she's still gorgeous. Like,
I mean, it is completely inappropriate.
It's extremely ratchet
for an award show, and especially given that she was like the guest of honor. It was just unreal that she would show up that way. But then also, not really that unreal because it's Rihanna.
Exactly. It's like, you
that's
know
why when I saw it,
butt.
I was like, and then everybody
Taylor
was like, oh,
Swift
she's going
to. If Taylor Swift had it, it would have been like, oh,
okay,
bitch, what is
like,
wrong
right,
with you?
Get, stop, just quit playing.
Even
you're
if Miley Cyrus
shit.
Did it, I would have been like, bitch, you're fucking nuts. Who do you think you are? Right. But because Rihanna does it, it's like, oh, well, she's got all of the drugs in her system.
I mean, she just.
Like, she's full of cannabis.
It's just Rihanna. Like, and I know a lot of people were like, well, you know, she's got it wrapped up, you know, while she is accepting this award, but she'll take it down for her
that's
icon performance.
Thought.
No.
Because when we first saw her, when she won an award or whatever, when she first came and we saw that hair wrapped, and we were just like, wait a minute, ma'am.
Right. What?
What? So I assumed that maybe she was, you know, halfway through 10 blunts. Maybe she smoked about 5 backstage or before she got there.
Yeah.
And she knew that she had to have, like, her hair done for the thing. And she was like, you know what? My shit's wrapped up right now, and I'll take it down when we get to the icon shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When they presented, I mean, they had everybody, they had this little mini behind the music section and talking about her life.
Yeah, mini.
And she's... And then she performed Diamonds and she sounded pretty good. But then mm-hmm. She had the same hairdo with bedazzled pins in it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, so she just really and truly doesn't give a fuck. Okay. Right.
So you just came. You came here to be ratchet. Okay. And then I wasn't sure. And now I get it.
Her mama presented her with the Icon Award.
Oh, yeah. That was very sweet.
And I did the heartiest of hearty inside chuckles. Because when they, I don't even know if her mama was asked to speak. But if she was, they should know. White people, listen very carefully.
Oh, Lord.
When you have West Indian people, if you give them a microphone and the opportunity to give a speech, you better have all the time you can.
I'm going to stay out of this.
No shade to Rihanna's mama. It's no shade to any West Indian people. No, listen. When a speech is about to happen, if a West Indian, if an island person is giving it, you better just motherfucking wait. That's the end of it. Don't ask no questions. You let, because she didn't have no speech prepared. She wants you to know that her daughter is sickening and she's going to tell you all of, let her count the motherfucking ways.
Right.
Sit there and wait. Anyway, it was cute. Rihanna's a mess. But listen, there is a manager who is pissed at Rihanna over that hairdo.
There's a lot of people pissed at Rihanna.
No, for a completely different reason.
Oh.
So there's this artist from the Bronx named Patois.
You could stop right there. You could have stopped at the Bronx, actually, but then you came with that word I don't know. It sounds like a dialect, not a name, and I just don't want...
Well, apparently it's both.
Well, I don't want to do this.
There's an artist from the Bronx.
There's no way this story's...
Actually, I guess she's not an artist from the Bronx anymore. But anyway, there was this long story about... And it's funny because I actually know who this girl is. But she used to wear her hair that way with like bedazzled pins and all wrapped up. And she used to be like ghetto fabulous and chic street. And, you know, she mixed like, I think she's like second born Jamaican or something. So she would mix like that whole island ratchet flavor and have this hair done that way. And they thought it was like a ghetto crown or like they really tried to take something as trivial as a hair wrap and turn it into some deep street poetry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, well, that's happening now, actually, but please continue.
So I guess they say the manager says that they had actually taken the girl to like Rocket Nation offices and they wanted to like soften her image and not make her as ghetto or whatever. And they decided to walk and they met Rihanna at a party and Rihanna saw her hair that way and liked it and complimented her and asked her how where she got it done and blah, blah, blah. 2 years later, Rihanna has her hair done. And so now they're trying to say the girl, Rihanna, copy this girl, Patois, who is now back in school and the manager is working a 9-to-5. So it's kind of like, why are you even complaining about it then? And like, I mean, I guess if what this person is saying is true, I guess I can see why he or she would feel a way about it. But that's not to say that Rihanna took it from your artist. And even if she did, her hair is in a doobie wrap at this white ass award show.
Right.
None of this needs to be celebrated.
Why would you even want to claim it? Why would you even want to be like, actually, it was me and my artist that debuted the hood rat shit of going outside with your hair still wrapped. Like, not even just outside, which me and every other black girl have done before. You run to the store sometimes. It just is what it is. But, bitch, never will I ever go on. You know, it doesn't even matter. It's Rihanna. And that's, like, there is no use trying to justify it. She's high. I get it.
Every one of you bitches in Opa-locka back home. Well, I'm not from Opa-locka, but every one of you Opa-locka bitches who do this shit, all you Carol City girls, all you girls that I have grown up seeing walking around the hood with your hair wrapped like this, speak up then. Because apparently there's a market for anger here, girl. And you need to go ahead and get your piece. Because I've seen the ratchet girls and all the birds doing this shit across the nation for as long as time. Well, like, just, this is just inappropriate.
It wasn't even like a smooth wrap, like... Maybe it's been a long time since I've had to wrap my hair because I haven't straightened my hair in an extremely long time. But I have wrapped my hair so many times that when I do, it just looks like a smooth black bowl like laid down on your head. It doesn't look, you could like see Rihanna's, I don't know, it's difficult to explain to a boy, but it just looked like, it looked like, you know, maybe she had wrapped it and then took a nap and then got up and was like, this is still cute. And then just went outside.
I have no idea what's happening.
Okay.
All I know is it's ghetto and Rihanna, I mean, is just high 24/7 and doesn't give a fuck.
Not that there's anything wrong with ghetto.
Anything.
I do love ghetto shit. I just feel like there's a time and place for everything. And
that's
this
what I'm
was
saying. Like, If she was walking, if she was spotted at Shake Shack with her hair like that, I'd be like, look at Rihanna's goofy self.
Right.
But like, you're receiving an icon award, but no one cares.
Or even in a video, like Beyonce has had her hair wrapped up in videos before. Like, it's I think it's even fine as art, but not even just an award show.
Everyone received this moment as, oh, I guess she's not done with her hair. Oh, I guess she just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And that is where we are.
That was exactly how it happened.
So, all right, Rihanna, next. Listen, hey girl, Flo Rida.
No, I don't want you to do this. Because I thought until about halfway through the show that he was the one who was hosting the AMAs. I get him and he and Pitbull mixed up because I don't think I know like actually a song by either one of them.
You know,
I just know they both make that ntsy.
That ntsy?
It's like, it's like
I know
that.
What you meant.
Yeah,
I was
it's that
very
music.
Interested in the.
But then it's also like the music you hear in Washington Heights. But then it's also like rap too.
That's Pitbull.
And it's just so many genres that I don't want to. So who are we talking? What's the difference?
Pitbull is white. Well, Pitbull is, I think Pitbull's Cuban.
Okay.
And Flo Rida is
American,
regular old black American.
Oh, I didn't know Flo Rida was black.
Flo Rida's from Carroll City.
I may have never seen Flo Rida before. That may be the case. I may be confusing Pitbull with DJ Khaled.
It actually doesn't matter.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
And DJ Khaled is neither one of those races either.
Okay.
So DJ Khaled is the one who actually does not ever say anything but we the best. Who we nigga. And that's pretty much it. And then he has about 27 people on his song.
Okay.
None of them are him.
Got it.
So that's DJ Khaled. Pitbull is the one who says, Oye Loca, Ben something.
Did he have the Gasolina song?
No, that was Daddy Yankee Girl.
Okay.
That's the one they say is gay.
Oh.
But he's not. I don't even know why that happened.
Florida.
Florida is black. He was the one who had that song, Wild Ones, with Sia, and everyone wishes that it was just Sia's song.
I've literally never heard that. He had the Get Low song, Apple Bottom Jeans, Boots with
Thank
the Fur.
Thank you.
Got
That's
it.
Flo Rida.
Got it. Got Ooh, it.
Took us a minute.
Okay, we're on the same
but
page
But you know
now,
what?
Though.
Nobody can blame you.
Do anyway, y'all really just know who these people are off the top of your head?
I mean,
no
one's just going to expect you to know who Flo Rida is.
Right.
Listen, so Flo Rida is under some baby mama drama.
Oh,
maybe.
Well, he could take a number. Who ain't? All these rappers.
There's a woman by the name of Natasha Georgette Williams. I really hope that she doesn't go by this whole
work Georgette
constantly. Anyway, she's a model / video vixen, of course, and she is allegedly pregnant with Flo Rida's baby, and of course is going to be after him for some child support, as well as something that Florida calls, the state Florida calls, good fortune trusts.
What?
So apparently, because it's Florida,
of course,
there is something called like good fortune. TMZ called it good fortune support, which seems pretty incorrect, but
yeah,
it's TMZ.
So you take it with
but apparently out. Florida has this thing called good fortune trusts, and it's basically like a trust fund. So not only does he have to pay the child support that any old normal person does,
right,
it's by your income or whatever, but because he's rich, he also, or she's entitled to this trust. It's basically he has to like set aside another amount of money for this child to give it to he or she when he or she reaches a certain age.
Oh, wow.
So basically she getting the child support, and because the nigga's rich, a trust fund for the baby too.
Huh.
And so.
That's very interesting.
Only in Florida.
I don't really know that that's the state of Florida's business, but you know, I try not to question too much what happens down there.
But, I mean, Natasha's gorgeous. I just feel
I don't
like,
necessarily think this is a bad idea. It just kind of seems like it's not really the government's place. But, I mean, whatever. How do you not know these things if you're having kids? Is he mad about it?
I don't know. He hasn't commented as far as I've seen. Oh. So, I just feel like,
Oh, Lord.
Natasha, I'm not going to judge it because it's this fucking Georgette. Peace. Get this out of my face, miss. I'm not going to judge Natasha Georgette because I don't know her and I don't know the circumstances of this particular situation. What I will say is that this happens a lot in Miami. And it's because you niggas constantly going to Miami. Miami's a party city, or part of it.
I've heard that.
It's a party city. For whatever reason, there are a slew of celebrities and ball players who go there to fucking King of Diamonds and just throw $20,000 in the sky and go and walk out.
Wow.
Because they just fucking can.
Amazing.
So, of course, you're going to have lots and lots of set chasing bitches who are going to be out here trying to get their money's worth. Okay?
Right.
If all the raindrops were lemon drops and Benjis, they're going to be there. That is the place that they will be.
Right.
So you need to make sure that you're just taking care of situations. I don't know this woman. I don't know the situations. But all I know is you niggas.
Right.
Condoms. Contraceptives,
it's
girl.
It's just not that
make
hard.
Make sure it's not that difficult. Make sure. Don't fall for these traps. I'm not, again, hey, Nosh and Natosh. I'm not judging you, girl. I don't know you.
Yeah, this might have nothing to do with you, but just in general.
I just feel like it needs to be said.
I mean, you don't really have the right to complain about child support if you're out here having unprotected sex with women. Like, what did you think happened when a man had unprotected sex with a woman? What did you think happened? Were you unaware that pregnancy occurs? I don't get it. It's like, what are you mad about? Like, you had sex with her. You can't be mad that she got pregnant and now you have to pay child support. That's what happens. That is one of the many things that can happen when you have sex. It just boggles my mind that men get pissed off about this. Well, like, they didn't know. That fucking made babies.
But I mean, he hasn't said anything yet, and there's no proof that she is actually pregnant with his baby. It's
oh,
just
Lord.
Something that's in there. And I found it very interesting that Florida even has this good fortune bullshit. But then it's Florida.
I'm not even gonna try to figure that out.
I don't even care anymore. I just stopped caring. Okay. So Lord.
Oh my goodness. My favorite. I know she's stepping in it. She's stepping on toes.
Oh, so have you heard about this?
I have actually heard this one story, yes.
Lord says that the things Nicki Minaj and Drake rap about are irrelevant.
Yeah. Which, and I've seen this misquoted as saying that, you know.
She say they're
irrelevant. That is not the case. She said that the things that they're talking about, and she included Lana Del Rey in this too, is not racist necessarily. But she said that the content of their music was irrelevant, and why are we listening to it?
She said around the middle of last year, I started
why are
listening
we just
to
now?
A lot of
oh,
rap,
just kidding.
Like Nicki Minaj and Drake, as well as pop singers like Lana Del Rey. And she said that they sing about a lot of opulence. And she just felt like it didn't relate to her and anyone that she knew. So she's saying that the stuff that they're rapping about
right.
for people her age is irrelevant. And that is what inspires a lot of the stuff that she writes about, and especially with her EP, The Love Club, and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just like the fact that she says whatever, you know, she feels. And I've read a lot of the things that people have said or people have taken as her taking shots at someone.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it seems as though she's just expressing an honest.
She's a victim of bad headlines.
Yeah.
She's one of the ones where you could really get a bad impression of her if you didn't actually click through and read the direct quote in its entirety.
Yeah.
Because she says things that are easily parsed from the conversation and seem really like salacious when they aren't.
And I think she just turned 17. So,
yeah.
And, you know, she might still be, you know, getting used to the fact that people will take things that you say and put them in a headline and make it a completely different story.
Well, I also think she's one of those ones who knows that, you know, there's a way to say things that sounds nicer, but she just doesn't care to do it that way. Like, she would rather just answer questions, you know, bluntly without taking the flowery, like, really kind way of saying that you feel like you're different from the other artists out or whatever the hell else. Like, I feel like she's just a lot more blunt than people expect her to be. And so, but really, the way some of these blogs make her quotes sound is not really that bad in real life.
Well, I know that she had said something about Taylor Swift at some point, and then
yeah.
they had to shake shack together.
Yeah, which, like, it was, I think, again, it was where she said one thing and people just kind of took it another way. But either way, I like Lorde's music, and until Lorde says something crazy about Beyonce or, like, something racist.
And she's already said that Beyonce is the picture of poison grace, and it's impossible to dislike
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you don't like Lorde, then okay, that's your business, but I really like her, so.
Let's talk about Chris Brown.
Oh no, I thought we had an agreement.
No, did we?
I thought we said no more until 2014.
Well, technically, we're going to talk about his mother.
Oh, okay.
His mom, Joyce, is over his friends. And I'm so glad. I think that she deleted some of the tweets that she had put up on the internet. And I think she should have left him. But she's basically spoken out, like, through Twitter and been saying that she does not fuck with his crew. First of all, I did not know this, but Chris has, like, an entourage or, like, a clique that's called OHB.
No.
Wait, you have to know what it stands for.
I don't. No.
You have to hear it.
No.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
Well, no. I would rather you didn't.
It's OHB.
No, I, okay, so.
And it stands for Original Hood Bosses. Okay. Anyway, I don't really know, like, who is a part of this group. I just thought the fact that it's called Original Hood Bosses.
Who is in the group?
I don't know.
Chris Brown is not an original hood boss.
I don't think that he is a member of this.
Oh, his clique is Original Hood Bosses.
Yeah, I think so.
So how come ain't none of these Original Hood Bosses ever around when Chris find himself getting into these dumbass situations where he's punching random people or whatever the fuck?
I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
All I know is
Joyce
that
is sick of these niggas.
There is this clique of the, but I think that some of them might be artists. One of them has, like, all red hair, and I don't remember what his name is. But anyway, they're like his little clique of friends or whatever. And she had tweeted stuff like, "Stay out of the pictures. No one is checking for you. No new friends. I'm not sure about that. New friends may bring a breath of fresh air." And she has just been very vocal about the way, I guess, about the fact that she knows that these guys don't really have his best interests at heart. And she kind of seems to be blaming them for a lot of the trouble that he gets into and, you know, for him being stuck on drugs and stuff like that. I mean, I feel like the nigga's old enough.
He is.
To know better. And he's been through enough at this point to know, like, if these people do not have his best interest at heart, that he is old enough, and I think he should be wise enough at this point to make a decision to walk away from that kind of situation. But I mean, we have tons and tons of celebrities out here who act ass constantly, and it's because they have nothing but enablers around them. But I just feel bad for this lady, because through all of the bullshit that this child has gone through, she has stuck by him, and she's always been talking about he's God's
she's been lying for him for a while. Yeah, she has been deluded for a minute now about her son's actual talent and ability. I just, this lady, like, I don't, why is this on the internet? If you don't like Chris's friends, why aren't you talking to Chris about this?
I'm sure she does.
Why don't,
there was a story.
You tweeting that, about how you don't like his friends, like, girl.
There was a story that he got thrown out of rehab because he threw rocks at his mama's car.
What?
I'm sure that has to be a lie.
That can't be. He got thrown out of, so where is he now, jail?
Well, you know, he had just gone to court over that D.C. thing, and then they told him that he has to go back to rehab for 90 days.
Right, so if you flunk rehab, don't you go to jail? Like, it just seems like...
I don't really know how the law works.
There's no way you get kicked out of rehab and get to go home.
No, he has to go back to rehab for 90 days.
Oh, so he's in another rehab. What the fuck, Chris? What the fuck? Ugh.
Anyway, eat, pray, love.
It just... What?
Eat, pray, love. That's all I got.
I actually feel... I'm starting to feel bad for him. His whole life seems to be
mess. You're starting?
It's just like, what? Like, from your mama all the way down. It's just a mess. Ugh. Bless his heart.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. So, because I was done. But I thought this is a very interesting story. And it actually is right here in the top of my mentions as I bring it up. So.
Oh, no. Do I want to see who that is?
Karrueche.
Oh.
Yeah. Karrueche did like a meet and greet at some place called Love Saturdays. I don't even know where this place is. But apparently she had like a meet and greet that she was, you know, doing for some place.
Yeah.
And the flyer says Chris Brown's Karrueche Tran meet and greet. And it was on media takeout. So I immediately said, okay, I'm sure this is fake, or I hope this is fake.
Yeah,
because
like
just
media
by
takeout,
association,
right.
I'm forced to question it. But if it's real, and a lot of people told me that it is because they had seen the flyer going around for a while, I'm just like, why would we know who...
Media takeout is garbage.
We know who she is, girl.
And
like,
this Chris Brown's Karrueche Tran is just like, it doesn't actually own her, though. Like, I think if you put the name Karrueche Tran, her audience is going to know who she is. Like, the people who would actually
that's
go
what
see
I'm
her
saying.
Will know who she is. You don't have to tag Chris's name
You could have put Karrueche, or you could have picked lots of the other names. You could have put her photo and put Kaleidoscope.
No.
Or you could have put her photo. I'm just saying, if you wanted to be a bitch, because they're clearly already being bitches about it. So if you wanted to be stank, you could have put lots of other petty shit underneath this instead of making it.
You could have called her Rebound.
You could have called her Rice Cake. You could have called her lots of other things.
You could have called her
Bounce
Back. You
didn't have to be like Chris Brown's. Like, I don't know.
God, that's just so.
I want for both.
Don't make me defend her, man. What the hell?
Karrueche ain't done nothing to nobody.
Right. Like, why do I even have to? Don't make me talk about this little girl, man. Come on. Just.
She's never done anything.
She's doing a meet and greet. I don't know what kind of stage you have to be in your life to be a fan of Chris Brown's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, but
well, you know, we're like whatever. You know, we're living in a world that celebrates pretty and trendy. All you have to do is be cute and have flowing hair and like jewelry from Melody Asani, whatever that girl's name
is. Yeah.
And you're sickening.
I really like her though.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with her. I think that she's amazing and stuff like that, but yeah. I'm just saying all you gotta do is be pretty and have an Instagram and you're gonna be famous. People were trying to argue with me because I said that it was sexist and it was petty to call her Chris Brown's, like she was a damn Lamborghini or an action figure.
It is
or
sexist
some limited,
and petty.
In a limited edition sneaker or some crazy shit. But I mean, people were trying to say, oh, well, then how are people? You know who Karrueche is. Yeah. Whether you think she's famous for nothing or famous for whatever, she's famous just by you talking about her constantly. Even when he and her had, when they had broken up and he had gone back to Rihanna briefly, people were still talking about her and people were still posting blogs and stuff about her. So whether you like her or not, she's a celebrity. And until she goes on about her business or does whatever the fuck, that's how it's going to be. Just because y'all follow this bitch and talk about her constantly, she's fucking famous. And if that means that she's going to go to a venue and get paid for a meet and greet, Karrueche, bitch, do it. And you should have been doing this shit years ago. You should have been doing the kill shit years ago. You might as well get something out of this shit, bitch. Yeah. I mean, why the fuck not?
Why get dragged along with Chris Brown if you can't make money off of it?
If people are going to be talking about you and making up rumors about you and calling you all kinds of shit and whatever, you might as well go over here and make some money off
of
it.
Yeah, girl.
Shit.
Amen.
Anyway, both y'all niggas need to go to Ethiopia or someplace and mind your goddamn business. Amen. And talk to Jesus and leave us the fuck alone. I'm done.
Okay.
So listen, do not forget to check out our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get an extended free trial and access to thousands of hit TV shows and movies, whether you're at home in your living room or on the go with your smartphone and your tablet. Those are shows like New Girl, which I love, Once Upon a Time, which I love, Dancing with the Stars.
Go Amber.
That's My Girl. Make sure that she wins, please. And of course, Scandal. Shows like The Good Wife, Law and Order, Desperate Housewives, and Grey's Anatomy. Plus, lots of amazing new things like Hulu Originals, The Wrong Man's, and Behind the Masks, which is a new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. It looks really cool. You get access to a collection of ad-free movies and kids content for only $7.99 a month. Catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. Whatever you want to do, Hulu Plus is free for 2 weeks as long as you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's a special offer for just you people at home. So check it out and get your life. HuluPlus.com/TheRead, and let's continue our show.
It's time for listener letters. Yeah. As always, you guys send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And this week, we asked everybody to send in stories from Thanksgiving and just like some amazing times that they had over Thanksgiving with their family and friends where things may have gone a little bit wrong. And so we got a couple of really interesting stories. I'm sure that you are going to die when you hear this first one. It's called Thanksgiving Story, The Turducken Debacle. And so I just want to, I don't know what this is, this turducken thing. It sounds just foreign, girl. But anyway, here we go. It says, hi, The Read. This is short and sweet. My family is Jamaican. Every year. Oh, hey, Jamaican.
I understand your life.
Every year we have a mix of mostly Jamaican food and some American food for our Thanksgiving feast. And every year we have jerk turkey.
Oh, yum.
I know, right? Well, one year, my aunt, for whatever in God's great name, decided to buy a turducken. That's right, a turducken. Turkey, duck, and chicken meat. Okay, first of all, gross.
Disgusting.
All layered with stuffing and wrapped into one big bird of disgusting. I don't have any pictures from that meal, but I have attached a picture from Google. I won't be opening that so you both can see what my family had to deal with.
I really would suggest that you do scroll down.
I would not like to look at that.
No, because I know what they look like.
That sounds really disgusting. Like, who? Why would you eat this?
You don't want to look at it.
So, but she continues. This person continues, anonymous. Trying to be polite, my family all took a slice. Now, because the meat is layered, you can sort of navigate how you cut your slice to only have turkey, duck, or chicken. Ugh. But it doesn't even matter because all the meat, flavors, and juices have been touching each other and pressed into one compacted bird. Oh my God. I have never had anything so greasy, dry, and moist all at the same time. Don't even get me started on how it tasted. To make matters worse, the turducken was definitely not agreeable with most of my family's stomachs, so the rest of Thanksgiving wasn't even enjoyable. Do you know how hard it is to look at a plate of rice and peas, oxtail, sweet potato pie, and macaroni and cheese and not even be all that hungry because the main dish was so nasty, and no matter how hard you try, you can't get the taste out your mouth? I can't. This lady ruined Thanksgiving. Let's just say that the politeness at the beginning of the meal regarding the Satan turkey turned into... I'm sorry, turned into a clown fest. And now every year at Thanksgiving, my aunt is reminded about her poor choices in life.
Why would you do that?
Needless to say, my aunt has not volunteered, nor has since been put in charge of the turkey. Happy Thanksgiving to you both, and may you never cross paths with a turducken. Oh my God.
I told you not to look at it.
It looks, oh my God. It is literally, holy shit. So it's a turkey, duck, and chicken with,
I don't even know how they do
with
this.
Turkey stuffed in between the three meats, and then all of that is shoved inside a turkey. Why would you eat this?
Idea.
I feel like
was it
this had to have been white people?
A turkey.
Oh my God.
Duck and chicken.
Nigga, that is
and
disgusting.
Turn it into Kyle from American Horror Story.
Okay, you know what? Don't do
this.
Why
would you feel like you needed to infuse these birds? It is Thanksgiving. It is not Halloween. If I wanted to have turkey and duck and chicken, I would get a turkey and a duck and a chicken. And I would have the side on the side, my stuffing over here. You don't do that. It's
this
just
is
like
so
them
gross.
Bitches that put peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. Them I don't
Who
need
buys that.
That?
I don't. No, 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 you don't. No, that is nasty and you won't give me that. I'm not going to eat that. Who said, you know what, this looks good. I know they wanted to slap the shit out of her.
What kind of Jamaicans were this? Because... like, listen,
my family will tell you.
You bring a turducken to my Jamaican ass family, and they're going to look around like, which one of you niggas thought this was funny?
Right.
Because very clean and plain, we are not eating this shit. My family is not worried about giving you a side eye over whatever dish it is that you bring to Thanksgiving
God.
Or Christmas.
I'm disgusted.
So if you think that you're going to bring some bullshit or you're going to pull some bullshit, best bet is for you to just not bring anything. Bring some cups or some napkins or something else, bitch. Coal for the grill out back, bitch. We don't need
I'm trying to figure
you.
Out why you would do this. Like, there's no way you thought this looks good and like something I would give my family.
That seems like one of those things where people feel like they need to bring a dish to Thanksgiving or something and they can't cook. So that they go like the store and they're like, oh, this sounds fun.
No.
No. What
if you
about
can't cook,
that?
Bring pop.
Sounds good.
Bring plastic plates. Bring napkins. Bring ice, nigga. Bring wine. Bring liquor. If you can't cook, you have a lot of... Bring
easy.
Rolls in a bag. Almost anybody will eat that shit.
Bring a honey-baked ham. You can't have enough of those.
Bring a honey-baked ham, nigga. Even get a cake out of the bakery section at the grocery store, but do not get no fucking turducken. Why don't even sound like nothing real people would eat?
Who brought this? Did you ever see Kingdom Come? If Bobby listens to this, he'll know where that came from.
Kingdom Come.
So the next letter. Hey, anonymous girl, so sorry you had to go through that.
Ooh, yeah.
Next time, if your aunt or whoever pulls some crazy shit with the food, I think that you all need to just cuss that person out or embarrass them.
My family would absolutely be like, so listen, no one's eating that. You might as well pack that back up. You could take that home. Feel free to eat what the rest of us are eating, but no one in this family is eating that.
Or just eat straight up Jamaican food.
I don't like a lot of
we're not talking
West
about
Indian
you.
Food.
I'm talking
oh.
about anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just...
This is about your Thanksgiving.
Okay, you don't have to do this. I like jerk turkey. So I think that counts.
Okay. Who's
this
next
one is called Real Nigga Shit. So you know from the gate that she came here to fuck something up.
Girl.
And it says, hi, Crystal and Kid Fury. My family has always gone to great lengths to make holidays special. We dress up and gather. No, we don't do that. I don't dress up on holidays.
Dress up on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And gather in.
As what, a pilgrim?
No, you know, people, some people get jazzy. Like put on church
clothes. Oh, like dress up, dress up. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking about.
We dress up and... You were thinking of something that would only happen in like a white sitcom. And gather in various family members' homes and share our holiday cheer. That was until Thanksgiving of 2009. Whew. Oh. Damn, your family still ain't recovered, I guess. The food had been eaten. Too many plates had been packed away by my trifling uncle who never brings anything. And we were ready to play games and drink. That is the best part of the holidays. After you eat and everybody just sits around and watch football and play games and get drunk or whatever.
Listen, I make sure the best. That I have my plate. And then I also, while I'm making that plate, make my to-go plate. So there are no questions and no problems later.
We're going to get into stuff about us later.
Okay.
Okay. So they were ready to play games and drink. The game was Family Feud. My auntie KK. And my auntie KK and my mom were on opposite teams. Auntie KK was with the girls and my mom was on the boys team. We were all cheating, of course, because the game's answers were never anything that black folks would say. So our team was down a lot and now we were calling them on their cheating ways and shit popped off real quick. My auntie called my mom a cheating heifer and the next thing we knew, these niggas was squaring off about to throw down over Hennessy and 40 plus years of rivalry. Dude. I mean, they were heated. Started cussing and slurs were flying. My auntie put us out. Mm-hmm. I told my little brother to go get the coats and the keys. I pulled my mama out of there and we left. We have never spent another holiday there, period.
Work.
Damn.
That's sick.
Your family had a spades reaction to Family Feud.
Yeah, that's... I was really...
Your family is extremely real.
To say that.
Like, damn.
I mean, if this were Spade or even Domino's...
I could get it. I could see it.
I could eat... I could almost go there with Uno.
Almost, because you know niggas get antsy with the draw fours.
Yeah,
that, you start piling draw fours on a nigga and shit gets real.
Really.
But girl, Family Feud. Your family got.
How do you even? Was this like the board game?
It's called. I mean, it's probably where you like play it on the TV or something. Like you put a CD in and press play, and so it. I don't know. It just seems like that would be how it works. But I cannot believe y'all got that rowdy over Family Damn Feud, girl. Like. Y'all, and the fact that y'all ain't been back for another holiday since, I hope you still talk to your auntie. Like, do she and your mama speak? Have they fell out completely over Thanksgiving?
Well, didn't she say it was like over some 40 years of sibling rivalry?
I mean, but yeah, 40 plus.
So these two just haven't been seeing it for each other, or they've just been competitive. They probably those kinds of siblings.
So maybe it was just 40 years of resentment.
And the Hennessy
gods are
flowing.
Oh, Lord.
And bitch, you ain't gonna try it.
Hennessy,
I don't give a fuck. Survey motherfucker says, bitch, you're not gonna pull it on tonight.
Survey said, I'ma beat your ass. I can see how this went. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know, based off what you said, and the fact that your auntie's name is KK, that this shit got really real.
Yeah, it got real very fast.
Woo, damn. I'm sorry to hear
those
that, though.
Thanksgiving to go to.
Like, that my family so just doesn't. Fun. We just don't. I'm sorry. I don't think she wants me to say her name. So, but damn, Anonymous. Like, you should know, she has not been back to her auntie's house for a holiday since
then.
That blows.
That really does suck. Over Family Feud.
Right.
Uno, I get.
I know you want to sit them
down
and
lose your
like,
life over Uno. I mean, not Uno, Spades.
I get
I'm
Spades.
Sorry.
I guess Spades.
Spades, you can definitely lose your life and your spirit. But I don't. Family Feud,
The fact that your auntie and your mama started fighting over Family Feud lets me know that they would have fought over anything. Y'all niggas could have played Candyland, and your mom and your auntie was going to have that
That's
argument.
So. That's what I'm saying. They have that competitive sibling thing going on.
Yeah, hopefully they work it out soon. Sorry to hear that you haven't been able to hang out.
What's his name from Soul Food? Bring everyone together.
Oh, the little boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lie about something and bring them all together and then cry. It'll work.
It probably will work.
I'm telling you.
Because I know for me, if I'm mad at somebody or holding a grudge, I really don't want to hang on to it for that long.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
Like it. I'm usually ready to make up.
Even
like,
if I can't
instantly.
Patch things up with a person that I've had like a falling out, I just stop caring.
Yeah.
So like you could come speak to me and I wouldn't give
right.
a shit.
I just can't hold on to that for too long because I just have, I don't know, other
better
things
to do.
Right.
Right.
So, but hopefully they move on. And then we have a Thanksgiving related question from Danielle, who says, I know you guys asked for a lot of submissions on Thanksgiving stories, but I want to know about your families and the traditions that you guys do over the holidays.
I was actually going to say during the last letter that I love these kinds of stories and experiences because my family's kind of boring during Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, if anything, like, crazy happens, it's usually something shady that if you don't pay attention, you won't catch it. It's usually that kind of thing. My family's the kind that, like, will throw some shade or some side eyes will start popping off if you, but you have to catch it. But there's no like, it's, you know, it's typical like island gathering. A lot of people will, usually they gather at our house or my old home back in Miami, and you know, there'll be lots of jerk food and curry goat and oxtails, and yeah, you don't have to wince.
I didn't wince.
You almost did.
I didn't.
I'm going to blame it on your cold. I don't feel offended.
Yeah, okay.
You'll also hear the loud clacking of dominoes in the back.
Okay.
Usually there's football on.
Yeah.
So my dad and all of the, you know, real niggas will sit in the family room and watch the game on his huge TV. And someone probably had a baby, so the women will be playing with, you know, someone's baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, a few of my cousins or someone may bring a girlfriend over. And that's always very interesting to see. It's usually, and not even, sometimes boyfriends.
Do they like jump people into your family?
Hold on.
Okay.
Usually, it's just interesting for me sometimes to see the new people come over, like the new boyfriend or new girlfriend, and see how they just, especially the ones who aren't Jamaican. Because it's quite, yeah.
Oh no.
But no, my family is like, they won't jump you, but it's like, especially when it's like the whole family's over and yeah, food is going around and the game is on, like, no, it's time for introductions and for right, patting on the back.
No, I get
grab
that.
A plate, get what you want, get out of my way.
Yeah, I don't.
And so,
no.
Yeah, and my grandmother, my mother's mother.
Yeah.
She says whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
And you ain't gonna do shit.
Nope.
So a lot of times, you know, some new people may not be ready for her. And that's, it's always so entertainment and entertaining for me because my grandmother does give a fuck. She says whatever she wants
yeah,
to. It could be somebody that she hasn't seen maybe in a year or two. If you gained like a lot of weight, she'll be like, oh, so you just decided she's gonna be fat.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's just how.
She's just blunt.
Yeah, my grandmother's just very blunt. And okay, that's why I love her so much. So yeah,
love
Thanksgiving
it.
Is usually boring at my house, but I would go to like to my friend's Alan, my friend Alan's house a lot during Thanksgiving after I had my thing because uh-huh, Alan is from Miami, and so they had like the Black American food. We had island
yeah,
food, but they had like the collard greens and macaroni and cheese and
yes,
stuff that I
God,
wanted that I was gonna get at my house. So I'll go over there and get another plate. And his whole family is so much fun. We're talking about the kids are in the pool, the inflatable pool in the backyard, and there's food everywhere. His, you know, uncle has, you know, his new gun that he's showing off. It's
yeah,
just like, that's the type of shit that I live for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But now that I live up here and I'm not wealthy enough to be flying home for Thanksgiving and there for Christmas, I just hang out with y'all.
Yeah. So, I think my family is kind of like, you remember my big fat Greek wedding?
Yeah.
My family is like that, but Black. It's just very...
My big fat Black wedding?
It's very... I mean,
that
it's
doesn't
just,
sound as... That
I mean,
bad.
But the way the family is, like how they're all
no,
loud. Yeah. I mean...
When you say my big fat Black wedding?
Okay, no, I don't
that
mean...
That doesn't sound...
That sounds terrible.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous, but it's just like a whole lot of niggas and everybody is super loud. Like if you don't have a big voice, no one's going to hear you.
And no one cares. No
and,
one has
and it's like, I don't... I just... It's my Amy's and my mama in there, like, making all the sides. And then usually my uncle will fry a turkey and there's some ham and other stuff. But then my Amy does the dressing and my mama does the banana pudding. And everybody has, like, their one thing that they're really good at. My other Amy does the macaroni and cheese. And then it's just like, okay, niggas, time to eat. Like, everybody get your ass up. If you over the age of 10, you better get your ass in this line and make a plate. Ain't nobody about to... make a play for you. Ain't nobody about to be nice about it. Get your ass over here because these niggas will eat it all. And that's, you know, whether you been in the family forever or whether you a first time guest and this your first time being around us, you better get your ass up and go in that kitchen and fix you a plate. And then it's just, you know, loud Blacks and wine everywhere.
That's
and
my favorite.
Yeah, and spades and the kids off somewhere. And
Black people very rarely depend. I mean, regardless of, like, it seems what part of the country you are, or you're from,
yeah,
or maybe, you know, cultural black Cultural backgrounds. It seems like Black people, for the most part, just have family come over and just have a good old time and party. I can't think of a Thanksgiving I've ever had where we sat at the table and there was a turkey in the middle of it and there were candles and we were all like,
no, oh no, it's not formal at all.
The game is about to come on in just a second and your whole entire lineage, all your entire bloodline is here waiting for the food to come out.
Right.
Like, can we just have a good old time?
All the food is on the island in the middle of the kitchen and some of it's in like the formal dining room or whatever, but nobody sits around at that big ass table. Everybody fixes a plate and then goes off to some part of the house. And usually all the men are downstairs watching football. The kids are in the back room. Downstairs. Oh, well, just wherever. Kids
are
somewhere playing.
We have big backyards with lots
and,
of trees. For the
yeah, and that's nice because when you're outside in Houston in Christmas, the weather is normally pretty nice. And so you can go outside and drink your wine. And there's lots of wine. I just want to reiterate that we drink. And it's a good time. Like, I love my family
lots
so much.
Lots of red stripe.
My cousin's ex-husband said that we are a cult. Like, he made up this whole little gang move for us. Like, all this shit that we do. Like, we're just so...
And that's fine.
Right. Like, we're just tight-knit and we're loud and we love each other and we ride for each other. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So I love getting together with my family. Thanksgiving or Christmas, they go the same way. So...
Only difference for me in all these different Thanksgiving gatherings is that when I'm at home with my family, it'll probably be like... reggae and soca music, and when I'm out at Thanksgiving with my friends, it's like Briscoe and Trina and
Oh, and my aunties always come through with some money. Always. My aunties always, Christmas present since I was like 13 has been money. And my family used to do like a thing where in high school, if it was like middle school, you got $10, high school, you got $20, college, you got $50. And now it's just kind of like, girl, whatever I have. You know, if it's a $20, if it's $100, then you can have it. But
well, me personally, what I would do during Thanksgiving is again make sure that I have my plate to go. And also that I rummage through the paper to make sure I know where I'm hitting for Black Friday. I don't get up in the morning. No one has time for that. I don't want anything that bad. But Black Friday is one of my favorites because my birthday is right before it usually. So I have all of the resources to go get my life.
Oh, yeah.
And then if there's a baby, I'll play with it for a moment and give it back to whoever that child belongs to. And then I usually get back in my bed and watch TV.
Yeah. That does not sound bad at all. It's just like, for me, it's just like the one time a year I get to hang out with all my mom's side of the family. It's just so fun. Oh my God.
No
and
one
you
questions
just
your
eat.
Seconds.
And you just
or your
eat.
Third.
You just eat. Oh my God. It's so fun. Ugh, I can't wait.
So yeah, that's Thanksgiving
so
with
yeah,
us. And
that's,
happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving from me to you and yours.
And let us know if there's some crazy bullshit going on during your Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
this
we
year.
Wanna hear about your bullshit.
Let us live tweet your crazy family Thanksgiving moments.
All right.
So yes, let's move on to the end of the show.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey y'all, do not forget to go and check out our awesome sponsors at Audible. As always, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/read, you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. They have over 150,000 titles online. Kind of messed up the last time in terms of the size of this amazing catalog.
Yeah.
But they got tons and tons of amazing titles, including The Four Agreements and also The Mastery of Love, also by Don Miguel Ruiz. So a lot of you girls have been reading, sending us letters about your love life and questions. I guarantee you get this book and it will teach you. It will give you a few come to Jesus moments. Don't forget, with their whisper sync technology, you can switch back and forth between listening and reading and getting your life. audiblepodcast.com/read. It's amazing. So make sure that you check it out.
Yeah, it's a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. They've got great new books like The God Delusion, True Grit. They've got Catching Fire, Hunger Games Book 2, which coincides with the movie that just came out.
Which is everything.
So don't forget, you guys, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/read. It's a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. You can't beat that with a stick. So head on over, get your free book, and let's get back to the show.
Okay. So now we read.
Yeah, and frankly, I'm on a really potent mix of over-the-counter and prescription medications, and I'm barely even conscious, much less angry.
No, it's
angry.
Totally fine.
I just don't have a read this week.
It's totally fine.
Okay, great.
I'm actually going to pass my read.
Pass the read like we used to.
And I really, really, like, I had one. And I actually am going to just briefly touch on what my read was going to be before I went into this one. But my read was going to be that the girls at Best Buy, and I won't say the specific one because I'm over my pettiness. But the girls at Best Buy, I had to go over there yesterday and like force them to search for that Beyonce DVD, The Life is But a Dream / Live in Atlantic DVD. I don't know why they thought that I've been waiting for the DVD of the Revel concert like
forever.
Since the middle of the Revel concert when I was there. I've been waiting for this DVD. I don't know why they didn't have it on the shelves, but I informed them that the DVD came out yesterday, and one of those men was just shaking his head at me like, oh, well, if it's not over here on the new releases, then we probably don't. I said, sir, I checked online and I've seen that you've had it. And it was just very clear that he did not want to help me. And it's been really crazy to me how many places I've gone to in this city where people are very vocal with customers about how little they want to help you.
Right.
And so I just gave them a face.
That's the shit you don't see elsewhere.
Ever. It's only happened here to me. But
like, go in the back and get my fucking Beyonce DVD before I have to show out.
I'm here to spend my money.
That's how to do Walmart when No Strings Attached came out.
Do you know how many fucking applications are probably sitting in the back of this store somewhere? Bitch, if you don't want this job, let somebody else
do it.
Come on
now,
go
get my fucking DVD.
Anyway, for whatever reason, they must not have heard me before and thought that I was about to walk out when I know they got Beyonce DVDs. Psh, bitch, you got the game full circle fucked up. I stood right there and it took about 4 employees for them to go get that DVD. Oh, but I got it.
As long as you got it.
As long as you know.
And you should tell Beyonce that they don't even have
her. Fucking should.
Like, bitch, why is Beyonce shit not out here front and center? Y'all are fucking up.
How good.
Like,
God,
have you lost your mind?
Damn dare you.
Hmm.
Anyway, so our read this week's comes from C. I think you're going to be interested in this one. C says, I am sick and tired of you ignorant ass niggas always asking me why you talk white.
Oh, no.
Or why you sound like a white girl.
Oh, Lord.
I honestly have never understood what the fuck that even means. It's called speaking proper English, bitch. Maybe if you paid attention in school or took the time to read a fucking book, would understand that it is basically, that it's totally normal and not some special skill you have to be blessed with at birth. Also, being that I'm from Oregon, I didn't know people were from there, and most of the people who ask me this stupid shit are from Oregon, too, that makes no fucking sense. Have you not noticed that there are only 2 black people here in a room full of white people? And the fucking worst is that people really do try you when you talk white or act proper. I think I should say that those are in quotation marks, so the grammatical errors may just be mocking.
Okay, got it.
Like you won't tell them to fuck off or take a dictionary and bash them in the side of the damn skull. Look, this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Look, I have assault, robbery, and harassment on my record, and I will cut a bitch real quick for thinking that just because I don't act and talk like a damn fool out in public that they can punk me.
Yo.
Listen,
lady.
So, girl, hey.
Like, I felt you, and then you just turned
up.
You
took a huge left.
Damn.
I'm sure that you know. assault, robbery, and harassment are not things to be proud of. I don't think that you should use that anymore when you make this kind of statement.
Keep that
part to yourself.
Yeah. Because you had a great point.
You had an amazing point.
And then you just kind of...
And then it got rocky.
It just got weird. But that's okay.
Went over the cobblestone with it.
That's all right. I still understood what you were saying. Very valid point. There's no such thing as talking white. I get it. I've had the same... conversation/dilemma. I went to a really white middle school, and so to fit in, I started talking like the white girls, and so I got clowned a lot by like other black people, by some white people who say really annoying shit like, I almost forgot you were black, or which girl, or you have
did
the
Francesca put that in her video.
I don't know.
I feel like
maybe
that was probably
she probably
in
did.
Shit white
oh,
girls
everything
say
in
girls.
Shit white girls say to black girls applies
actually,
to my fucking life. Yeah. Yes. Or you have the prettiest hair I've ever seen on a black girl. I wanted to be like, is that a compliment? Like, are you?
I'm not sure how to take that.
Of all the nigger hair, yours is the nicest. What? What are you? Is this your idea of a compliment? I'm good on that.
Talking.
Oh, but yeah, the whole speech thing. First of all, shout out to Ebonics. We clearly love it. And there's definitely a space for African-American vernacular English. Sorry. And being able to code switch is a very valuable tool, one that I
very
cherish.
Valuable.
But on the same damn side, or on the different side of the same damn coin, girl, at some points you just have to be able to turn on the white folks English, and there's nothing wrong if that's the way you speak.
That is a valuable fucking asset.
It is.
I can't be going to business being talking about, cause look, Shawty was fucking, she was playing the game, and I had to let these hoes know
nigga had me
that
fucked
I am
up.
Not the motherfucking one.
Right.
I will any one of these hoes ass out here if I motherfucking have to. I worry about none of these pussy ass hoes and none of these bitch ass nigga ass slaughters. Bitch, you need to. No See, one has
no,
time.
No one's going to hire you anywhere but the Chicken Shack.
When I am with my friends, all of the rapture will come seeping
all
out
of it, all of
my
it.
Pores. But when I have to come get this money, or when I'm at work and I need to act like a civilized human being and speak like I have an education, especially being black,
yeah,
then I am going to do so, because that is what needs to happen.
Oh, when my boss listened to this show, I don't think I told everybody else about this, but I told my boss about the read, and he listened to an episode of it. And when he came into work, he was like, I did not know you were that loud. I did not know you had that many opinions, or that you even sounded that way. Like, obviously the way I talk and conduct myself at work, and the way that I, you know, communicate with people via email and over the phone and in person is vastly different from the way I am on this show when I'm just bullshitting with my friends. I just think it's a different. Valuable skill to have. And anybody who doesn't have it has no business knocking you, because that's the way you speak.
And I have to deal with speaking. I'm around people who speak regular old, average, everyday, proper English.
Yeah.
And then there's Ebonics. And then there's Patois.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I just got luck. All of it.
Yeah, you did. You got all of it.
And I don't think.
And now that I live in New York, it's Spanish. I'm learning Spanish through straight up immersion, because it's like everybody around me.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
It. And I'm starting to pick up on it. I'm using the Spanish language book that I told y'all about from Audible. But in addition to that, just being around people who speak Spanish all the time does wonders for your ability to comprehend it.
Are you telling?
Woo, my God.
I'm surprised about the amount of shit that I understood from that Celia Cruz tribute. That
oh, yeah.
Did. First of all, she looked fucking fantastic.
She does.
And I strangely got my life during that performance, although I understood maybe like 3 or 4 sentences.
Yeah.
But it was just so... Anyway, I think that... I mean, I get, and I've definitely had people make comments like this to me before, see, and I understand where they're coming from. I don't think you should, don't get too frustrated with them. It's just, it is what it is. People just need to stop saying, why do you talk white? Yeah. First of all, you would be using the word speak. Secondly, it's not
white, girl.
Speaking this way has nothing to do with race. It's just either the way that you speak, or it's just you knowing that you need to speak proper English to be taken seriously. It's not even like a thing about Ebonics.
Right.
A lot of people poke fun at country white people who have like strong, heavy-ass country accents.
Oh, those people are called rednecks.
Oh, those people.
Rednecks. Rednecks. Yeah. And yeah, everybody clowns rednecks.
So it's not even, it's not anything like that.
Yeah.
All. Don't worry about it, girl. Talk your shit.
Just make sure you're not like uppity and like looking down on people who don't speak proper English. That gets on my nerves too.
You damn sure can if you assaulting and robbing and harassing.
Right. But I mean, clearly you down with some real niggas. So that must
she
not be
said,
the case.
I will cut a bitch real quick for thinking.
I mean, hell, she done went down for assault and robbery and all that shit. She got to talk proper to get a fucking job. Shit.
C is a real ass.
Yeah, C done been through some shit.
Hey, girl.
Salute. Hats off to you, sir. Or girl. Sorry, that came out wrong.
So, let me know how that works out for you, C.
Oh, wait. Is C a girl? I could have said.
Yeah, because she said, why you talk like a white girl?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, good luck with that.
That's real sickening, actually, because if you speak like really properly, you just have this elegant vocabulary, and no one will ever expect that you will cut them.
Yeah,
that is very, very valuable. Don't tell anybody else that you got a record. See, let them all think that you are prim and proper. And even if you never have to cut anybody else, no one needs to know.
Just knowing that you can, and knowing that if you ever need to, it'll be a surprise.
That is all. Just knowing that you can and will whoop somebody's ass is all you need.
Amen.
You don't have to tell anybody.
All right.
Because the ones who be talking be the first ones to fall.
Come on. The ones talking the most shit, the loudest ones, always be the ones who like, girl, it come down to really fighting in this bitch, talking about everybody chill out. No, bitch. Right. No, bitch, let's squab.
Be the first ones to run when they hear World Star ring out.
Come on.
So, hey, girls, that's the end
of
the show.
Come on. I think we went on enough tangents. That is the end of the read.
Don't forget to go to HuluPlus.com/3ed and check out all of your favorite shows. I'm currently watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I really hope that show doesn't get canceled. It has potential.
It sounds like it will.
It doesn't it?
But hopefully like you'll be able to watch the whole series on Hulu. Keep your fingers crossed for that.
Don't forget to go to This Is The Read.
Yes, for episode descriptions, a link to all the past episodes for people who are just now getting into the show and want to catch up on the archives. That's available on our website, This Is The Read. Follow us on Twitter at This Is The Read and on Facebook.com/This Is The Read.
Is that it?
I think, I feel like maybe we're missing something else, but it's because of the holiday, everything feels a little weird. So.
Yeah, everything's kind of off balance.
Happy Thanksgiving, even though I don't really fuck with Thanksgiving, but happy Thanksgiving anyway. Sucks if you have to work. Hopefully you get double time and a half or whatever they give you, because that ain't right.
Oh, yeah. All of this, like, oh, we'll be open on Thanksgiving.
Will you? Walmart. We'll be opening at 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving or whatever. Okay, bitch, y'all have fun. I'm going to be eating and watching football at 2 p.m.
on weather is pissed.
Girl, like, I just...
So even if I needed some fucking plastic silverware Walmart, odds are I'm not going to get it.
Like, it's just not worth it. Whatever. But, you know, consumerism.
All right. Well, I think that's it. There are some light-skinned celebrity nudes in my...
Oh, I don't ever want to know. Mm-mm. That sounds like nothing. That sounds like I don't want to see any part of that. I don't want to see the celebrity. I don't want to see the nude. Who is it?
I don't know. He has a lot of tattoos. We'll probably know this by the time the show airs.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I really doubt that we'll care. Hey, girl. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.